722 103.5 WGRR with Chris and Janine. We'll have a pair of tickets to give away for you to see David Cassidy here in just a couple of seconds.
Well, tonight at the Newport Syndicate, welcome back to Cincinnati, Teen Idol, TV, Las Vegas, and Broadway star.
Hey, good morning, Chris and Janine. It's David Cassidy.
Yeah.
I'm on my way to Cincinnati tonight.
Yeah.
Flying in, going to play at the Newport Syndicate at 8 o'clock. It's the first time I've played around anywhere around Cincinnati and Kentucky forever.
Well, we've had a lot of snow here. I hope you can make it in.
I've got my sled with me. I don't know if that's going to work. It makes it all that much more exciting when you get to go out and play and people, you know what they've gone through to get there to see you. And just going to do a lot of the early Partridge Family stuff. I've gone out and take people kind of on a musical journey.
Well, you must have all ages at your shows.
It's so remarkable because if you remember, in the early to mid-70s, there wasn't video. So people actually, parents and their kids, watched TV.
Uh-huh.
Friday night, they'd watch TV, and after school.
Yeah.
Those kids have grown up, and their parents are now grandparents. Those kids have grown up, and they have kids. And now that the Partridge Family, you know, greatest hits and the DVDs of the series, the Partridge Family, all four seasons are out there now. 4 years, that's 8 seasons.
We're talking with David Cassidy, and you have an interesting memory of Cincinnati, right?
I can remember the first time I played Cincinnati. We all had our band outfits, and I had my own, you know, the Elvis jumpsuits that were made for me by some of the same guys that did Elvis's. And because of the weather or something, all of our equipment, everything, and all of our costumes and everything were on a flight that did not make it.
Mm.
There I was, I think at either the Coliseum or the Convention Center, wherever it was downtown. The audience was, the average age was probably 13, 14 years old, and they were screaming and pounding and, I'm late. So finally I went out in my T-shirt and jeans,
yeah,
which at the time was not my MO. And all I could think of was to try and get them to understand that we had no instruments, we had no performance outfits. So I went out with a buddy of mine, and they got a couple of guitars from a local place. We plugged into a couple of their rented amps that they had there, and I sang a couple of, I sang a Beatles song, and I think I sang an early Buffalo Springfield Stephen Stills song called Bluebird.
Mm-hmm.
They were thrilled that I would come out and do that, but they had no reference to the material. It stuck in my mind so clearly, it's almost like I can close my eyes and remember what I could even remember what I was wearing. And it was one of the most fantastic experiences for me. Now, of course, I go out and I have no set pattern. I just love to make every show fresh, and I change the set list. So I'll be doing I Think I Love You, and I'll Meet You Halfway, Point Me in the Direction of Albuquerque, and Cherish, and all of them.
Well, you'll be wearing your jeans from my Tiger Beat poster, I hope.
In fact, Jane, so long as you understand this, I heard a rumor that you wanted me to have jeans from the Tiger Beat. I not only have them, but I'm going to wear them.
Yes!
Oh,
that's right. That's for you, Janine. Anyway. Oh. Yeah.
Well, too bad the Reds aren't playing while you're here in town, David.
When I was doing the Partridge Family, Johnny Bench came and did an episode, and I am such a big baseball fan, and the Big Red Machine were just amazing, and they destroyed my Yankees.
Uh-huh.
And I love Dusty Baker. I mm-hmm. have met Dusty and when he was in Chicago and back in L.A. when I was there when he was playing for the Dodgers. I think he's such a tremendous baseball mind, human being. I think he's a phenomenal manager, and I really, really think that it's about time for the Reds. They had a wonderful season, and I think that he's going to be, they've put together a great team, and they deserve it. Cincinnati deserves it. So I've always kind of rooted for them because I love Johnny, and I thought he was truly one of the greats. If he isn't one of the best, he might be considered best of all time.
Well, we appreciate your time, David Cassidy, appearing tonight at the Newport Syndicate. Tickets available at rwatickets.com and, of course, at the door.
I hope you all will come and see me and come and celebrate with me. You know, there are some people still that walk up to me and say, David, would you just say, come on, get happy. I'm off. I'm on an airplane to get to you, and I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
And we have two tickets right now, plus dinner for you if you are caller 18, the size of David's waist back in the day. So 513-749-1035. Good luck.
Everybody knows that Acura cars and SUVs have a reputation.